The Devonport Jobs Fair is on today at Providore Place. To tell us all about it, Braddon MP Gavin Pearce. Morning, Gavin.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So this is starting at 9 through till about 4:30 this afternoon, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, Darren. We're actually at Providore Place, as you say. Now, there are three sessions, so we've tried to make this as flexible as we possibly can. We understand that job seekers, and, you know, it's not just for people that are out of work, Darren. This is for people that maybe want a career change or, you know, their direction in life has changed or they want to better themselves. You know, this is about progression as well for people that may be already in a job. But there are 400 jobs out there and 46 exhibitors on offer today at Providore Place over those three sessions, one at 9, one at 11:30 and one at 2, finishing at 4.
Right. So for people who are actually looking for a job right now, very important to take your resume along today.
It's important not only to take their resume, but to sit down and have a clear and logical, pragmatic think about what would I need to answer in relation to questions given to me by an employer or prospective employer. Now, that is your job history, first of all, what your ambitions are, what your qualifications are. As you say, your resume, your curriculum vitae that you've got. It doesn't need to be anything flash. It doesn't need to be a prepared one. It just rough it out on a piece of paper and take the time to think and have all your ducks in a row ready to go so that you look prepared and you've got your head around it before you talk to some of these great you know, employers that are going to be lined up at this jobs fair.
And I guess it's an opportunity. You mentioned for people who are thinking of perhaps changing their careers, they may be employed at the moment and looking to try something else later in life, perhaps. And it might be an opportunity to take your existing resume, because a lot of people like me haven't done updated a resume in years. So it might be an opportunity to take your resume along and say, look, is this still sort of, you know, the go today? Will this get me a job today? And they can sort of go through and say, well, you need that, you don't need that, you need this. And that sort of opinion.
Absolutely. And the other thing, I think, you know, from, you know, I've been an employer, so I've been on the other end of the desk, Darren, and a lot of young people, they don't necessarily, but often when they come to me for a job, they haven't taken the time to sit down and think about what they really want or what direction they want out of life. But, you know, I think COVID has pointed out that, you know, not necessarily is what you thought you were going to be doing as far as a job's concerned. It is the job that will become reality. Things have shifted. You know, we've got shifts in, you know, where the gaps are, where the needs are as far as jobs on the northwest coast are concerned as well. So we're saying jobs in aged care. We're saying jobs in the building industry. You know, that's going gangbusters. There are, you know, MeadCon's going to be there. They're offering apprenticeships and traineeships. So just because you're in an office now doesn't mean that you couldn't be on a building site next week. Who knows?
Exactly. And for people who are looking for a job right now, who knows, you could be hired by the end of the day.
Absolutely. And, like, 400 jobs are on offer. So those jobs are there. They're not a pie in the sky. They're real jobs. They're real employers. These exhibitors that are there, Darren, I know most of them personally, and I can vouch for their credibility and their genuine need and their genuine desire to offer these great jobs and these great careers to our young people. But nothing comes, you won't be struck by lightning and given a good job tomorrow. It's up to our young people, our job seekers, to really take, you know, the horse by the reins, get hold of them, you know, their own situation, drop down those points, like I said, and present yourself in the most professional way that you can. So take the time, have a think about it, because this opportunity only comes once in a while.
Yeah, so when are those sessions again, Gavin? What are the times?
Session one is between 9 and 11 a.m. Session two is 11:30 to 1:30, and session three is 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And job seekers or anybody out there that's interested can access information around the jobs fair in Devonport at dese.gov.au/DevonportJF.
Okay, dese.gov.au/DevonportJF. So do they have to register before they turn up, or
And obviously there are COVID requirements necessary for the jobs fair. We want to keep everybody safe. This is a federal government initiative, so that we need to do things properly. But registration is absolutely essential. It's an easy thing to do. Just get on that site. And if anyone's still unsure of it, give my office a call. And we'll sort you out.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day, Gavin.
Good on you, Darren.